I'd rather stay in. I'd prefer to stay in. You'd better hurry up. I would prefer, I would rather, and I had better. Sounds similar, but they're used in completely different ways. Let's clear up the confusion once and for all. Part 1. I would prefer. I would prefer sounds formal, careful, and a little posh. It's great for polite conversations, especially in business or when you're speaking to someone you don't know well. The structure is I would prefer plus two plus verb, or I would prefer plus noun. For example, I would prefer to stay at home tonight. I would prefer tea to coffee. I would prefer it if you didn't smoke here. That last one, I'd prefer it if you didn't, is a very British way to be polite while still setting a boundary. You're not being rude, but you're clearly expressing your preference. For instance, you're in a meeting and someone asks, morning or afternoon? You reply, I'd prefer the afternoon, if that's okay. It sounds respectful, natural, and professional. Think of I would prefer as your polite, diplomatic choice. Ideal when you want to sound considerate or formal. Part 2. I would rather. I would rather means the same thing. You're expressing a preference, but it's far more natural in everyday English. The structure is I would rather plus base verb, no to. For example, I'd rather stay home. I'd rather have pizza than sushi. I'd rather you didn't tell anyone. That last one, I'd rather you didn't, is a polite but firm way to ask someone not to do something. It's less direct than don't tell anyone, but it's still clear. So how do they differ in tone? I'd prefer is slightly formal. I'd rather sounds casual and conversational. Imagine your friend says, let's go clubbing tonight. You say, I'd rather just stay in and order a takeaway. It's friendly and honest without being rude. Quick recap. I'd prefer equals polite, formal. I'd rather equals casual, everyday English. Part 3. I had better. Now this one is completely different. I had better isn't about preference. It's about advice, urgency, or warning. The structure is had better plus base verb. I'd better call my mum. You'd better finish your homework. They'd better hurry. The train's leaving soon. I'd better call my mum doesn't mean I prefer to call her. It means I need to call her or there will be consequences. Compare you should study, friendly advice, or you'd better study sounds more serious, even like a warning. That's why you need to be careful when using it with others. It can sound strong or even threatening depending on tone. It's safest to use it when you're talking about yourself or when you're clearly being friendly. For example, I'd better go now, it's getting late. That sounds natural and polite. But you'd better go now to your boss, not a great idea. Key point, I'd better expresses urgency or risk. So use it carefully. Okay, mini quiz. Let's test what you've learned. Fill in the blanks. I, to have tea instead of coffee. Number 2, you, hurry or we'll miss the bus. 3, I, stay home tonight. I'm tired. Ready? Here's the answers. Number 1, I would prefer to have tea instead of coffee. 2, you better hurry or we'll miss the bus. And number 3, I would rather stay home tonight. I'm tired. Here's a quick summary. I would prefer polite and formal. I'd prefer to stay inside today. I would rather natural, everyday speech. I'd rather stay in and watch a film. I had better advice or warning. I'd better go. It's getting late. They might sound similar, but they feel very different depending on context and tone. So next time you speak, ask yourself, do I want to sound polite, casual, or serious? That will instantly tell you which phrase to use. Now it's your turn. Write one example sentence for each phrase in the comments below. If this video helped make things clearer, give it a thumbs up and subscribe for more simple, stress-free English lessons. See you next time.